Mastermind Agent is proud to present Success Calls. Top real estate agents from across North America reveal their success secrets, strategies, and systems in up-close and personal interviews. You can find all the calls at www.mastermindagent.com.
Hi, I'm Mike Cerrone with Mastermind Agent. This month's top agent is Brian Wiest with Keller Williams in Rockwall, Texas. Last year, he closed 140 transactions with a total sales volume of $32 million and earned $1 million in GCI. His average sales price was $228,000, of which 50% were buyers and 50% were sellers. Brian has a 10-member team. 5 team agents, 1 full-time admin, 1 part-time admin, 3 virtual assistants, and 1 team leader. Brian Wiest is the team leader of the Brian Wiest Real Estate Group. He's been an agent for 11 years. In his best year, he sold 250 homes worth $47 million and earned $1.4 million in GCI. He works in Rockwall County, just northeast of Dallas. In this call, Brian talks about starting part-time for the first few years, going full-time during the Great Recession, focusing on REO, and selling 65 to 100 homes per year without an assistant. Exiting REO when banks cut commissions by 20% while asking for more agent resources and time, effectively eliminating his profit. Moving into traditional retail sales by focusing on internet leads, expanding too fast and losing track of expenses, grossing 7 figures but ending up with a negative profit margin, tracking his profit and loss statement monthly, reducing his dependence on internet leads as the cost of leads skyrocketed, focusing on past clients and sphere of influence, and describing his annual marketing plan, building repeating referrals up to 60% of his business, and returning to a healthy profit. Unique marketing idea to parents of Little League sports that is resulting in 10 to 15 closings per year for only a few hundred dollars. Team dynamics, compensation, profit margins, and more. Welcome to the call, Brian.
Thank you so much.
Hey, Brian, it's great to have you here. Before we talk about what you're doing today, let's go back and talk about what you did before you got into real estate.
Spent 16 years where I owned actually driving schools in the Dallas area at 10 locations, ranging from North Dallas all the way to South Dallas and East and West as well.
Wow, and that's quite a long time, 16 years, that's a career. What made you decide to get into real estate?
You know, I got into real estate, quite frankly, just to flip some properties back in the early 2000s and wanted to save the real estate commissions. And so I thought I'd get my license because I was doing a couple, you know, 2 or 3 a year. And so that's how I got into getting a license. And then I decided to have an exit strategy out of owning the driving school business where we taught teenagers how to drive and taught defensive driving classes as well. And started getting into residential real estate part-time. And then, as I exited from selling my driving school business, then went full-time in real estate.
And how long were you part-time in that transition period?
I was part-time. I got my license October 31st, 2005. It really was part-time in the year 2006 and then 2007.
So 2007, you went full-time, so about a year later, just over a year?
Yeah, I would say so. It was very part-time in 2006. And then 2007, I'd still say I was really still a little bit part-time to full-time. But 2008 is when I went 100%, 40 to 60 hours a week as a career in real estate.
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about 2008, that first year you went full bore and jumped right into the industry. How did that year go? Did you have a fast start or a slow start?
You know, I really built my business even part-time. I remember 2006, just by simply being available, answering your phone, and treating people right, I was still able to, I believe I made around $68,000, then doubled that, still more or less part-time to full-time in 2007. But 2008, it was really a good year, still hit about $175,000 for gross commission income, or GCI. And that was just about building my business and meeting people, making friendships, and making sure that they understood that I cared about what they were wanting to do in real estate. At that time, it was a very interesting time in real estate because values were down, lots of foreclosures available, and a lot of buyers were scared. So you had to really spend a little time and make sure they understood that I was there to help them so when they were ready to sell, that they knew that they were going to make money. And that was really important to me going in from 2007 into 2008 and then as I grew my business.
You mentioned the GCI. Do you recall the units that you were doing in those early years?
You know, I believe 2006, I closed, I want to say 22 homes. And for the next year, it was closer to 40. And then after that, it was more the 65, 70, up to 100 units before I actually had my team, which was in 2010, is when I had my first buyer's agent and full-time admin. But before that, I was closing on my own anywhere from 80, well, let's just say from obviously 65 to 70 units up to 100 units.
Well, that's pretty amazing. And when you were closing the high volume there by yourself, the 65 to 100, depending on the year, did you have an administrative assistant to help you?
No, I did not. And that was before all the virtual assistants, you know, that we have available now. And I just did everything myself. And quite frankly, in the year of 2008, one of my goals was to get into REO. In 2008, 9, and 10, that was 75% of my business was foreclosures. And that worked real well. However, it was very heavy with paperwork with the different banks and so forth.
And in the REO business, the banks will sometimes pick up some of that back-end work and allow you to stay out in the field more, and that may have been why you were able to go so long before you had an assistant. Is that true?
You know, that's a fair statement. You know, with that being said, of course, they expected a lot of pictures. I can't even believe thinking back, I used to do the cash for keys and have cash in my hand and offer $500, $1,000 for people to leave their house that they a year behind on, and just the crazy things we would do to literally get listings and do what we needed to do during that time. That it was not a retail market like it is today. It was a foreclosure market.
Right. The whole country was reeling in that Great Recession, and some areas got hit a lot worse than others. Now, it sounds to me like you were working the REO business pretty hard from 2008 to 2010. What year did you transition back over and start going back into the resale side?
In August of 2010, the banks, all the ones I was working with, several of them, decided to lower the commissions from the 2.5% on the list side to 2%. And when that happened, I decided it was time for me to transition into more retail advertising on internet portal opportunities. And that's what I did. So the fourth quarter of 2010, I phased myself out of my relationships with the bank at that lower commission rate. And then, of course, went on to full retail in 2011 and grew my team in 2011 to several more agents. And, you know, quite frankly, the market started growing at that time, too. So it was just really, you can call it luck, you can call it being smart, maybe looking ahead. All those factors came into play. And then in 2011, also moved from a independent brokerage to Keller Williams Realty. And one of my main reasons, they are very successful in building teams. And so that knowledge and coaching and experience I got with Keller Williams helped me grow my team from 2011 to present.
It sounds to me like you've been in the business for 11 years. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And last year, how many homes did you sell and what was your sales volume?
You know, last year we sold right at about 140 transactions and it'll give or take around $32 million. And we averaged in our sales price around 225 to 230 per unit in this area.
Very good. Do you recall your GCI last year?
Last year was probably right under $1 million or right around $1 million total GCI.
And do you recall what year was your best year as far as number of transactions and volume? What the year was, the number of homes sold, and the volume?
Sure. In 2015, I believe we sold 250 units and about 1.4 million in GCI, and about 47 million in volume. Now, that would be my best units on that.
And so if I was listening to that, some of these listening, they're going to say, okay, you went from 250 homes sold down to 140 in a year. And the question is, what happened?
Well, I'll tell you, there's a couple things. One, that was my best year as far as units sold. However, I ended up actually at the end of the year in a loss right at 70 to 80 grand.
Wow.
So I sold the most homes, had a great GCI, but at the end of the year, I spent so much money in order to have those units and have that volume that at the end of the day, I really wasn't as profitable as I would have liked to have been. And so when I was wrapping up that year and looking into 2016, making some decisions on how we're spending money, and of course, on internet portals and you know, like Zillow, Trulia, Realtor.com, things of that nature, they were charging so much money for the lead gen and was just not being cost effective. And this past 2 years, I've sold 100 homes less, but yet my profit margin is over 20% more. And since learning in that system what your P&L can look like, and I've really focused on that the last, honestly, 3 years, what my P&L is looking like every month. So that will dictate, depending on the profit margin, I want to have the units we sell and how we do our marketing.
Well, Brian, thank you for opening up and sharing with us. You're not the first top agent that we've talked to that's experienced that, the fast growth, and it eats up a lot of cash, and then making an adjustment. And so if you could just go a little further into what lesson you learned, it sounds like on the surface, the lesson was that those internet leads are rather expensive once you add up all the true costs. Were there any other lessons you learned to get your P&L in line and get more money down to the net?
Well, I'll say a couple things. One, you know, real estate, we have to look at the future. And so here we are in 2017, and certainly we have so many new agents getting into the business. And because of that, that means the marketing is going to cost more on internet portals because of supply and demand, as well as, even though last year I had a lot of success with pay-per-click marketing, this year that has increased by 30%. You have to be careful with that. I would say a lesson I've learned is definitely you have to be able to switch gears in your marketing and not be tied into a long-term commitment. If it's month to month, that's the best way. That's as long of a commitment as you really want. If it's more than 6 months, you're actually putting yourself in a negative situation depending on what happens in the marketplace. And certainly, you can't pay other agents too much. You've got to make sure that there's enough commission left over to pay your bills, pay your future expenses, and make just a little bit of money yourself. Because if not, you might as well sell or list that house yourself instead of having another agent do it. And so there's that fine line, and you've got to really watch your P&L, really watch your money going out to make sure the money coming in, you can actually save a little bit for the future.
That's really good advice. How often do you review your P&L?
Monthly.
So every 30 days, you're taking a look and seeing what's going on. That's how you know that already this year, your cost on your pay-per-click is up 30% is because you're monitoring it.
I monitor that particular marketing every 30 days for sure. And really interesting, it actually goes up and down every 30 days. In July, it was over $10.
This audio clip is from Success Calls on the Mastermind Agent Network. If you like the clip and want to hear the entire call, consider joining Success Calls, where top real estate agents share their success tips, ideas, and advice. Learn more at mastermindagent.com.